Next to a swamp full of toads was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up the stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
Don't go laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. Thank you, love.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the time roll.
All we want to do is pop your wife.
I got a little sugar baby down the road. She's sitting on a radio and rocking on gold. But there's a couple storming later on tonight. We'll be working on doing all the wrong things.
That's right.
It's finally Friday. I'm playing I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the time roll.
I'll be back.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You're naked, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You're so blind. It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge!
All right, Brucey, let's go.
Good, bad, bravo, let's go!
I'll be hurting with my head in a vice. Tuesday, I'll be wondering if I'll ever survive. Wednesday and a Thursday, I'll be slowly tuning in. Friday, I'll be revving up my motor up.
So in my best kindergarten voice, I said,
the answer is
Lucy Zippel.
That's right.
All right. The only time I ever get that kind of welcome is on Liberty Lounge. It is Saturday, the 16th of September, and we're doing a first time ever Liberty Lounge on Saturday because we really wanted to do it last night and we had other obligations. And so I've got a special guest in here with me tonight. We'll get on here and have some fun here in a little while. So I, for some reason, I cannot get on the chat. I have no clue if there's anybody there or if we're getting sound or whatever. So let me look at my, everything appears to be doing what it's supposed to be doing here. So for those of you that have the ability to text or through Facebook, let me know if we've got sound before we continue on. And I'll tell you what's going to happen tonight is, first off, since we're starting an hour early, if we get to having too much fun, we might stay on for 3 hours. We'll find out at the end of 2 hours how much fun we're having. and see if that's what we want to do. So I won't promise you that right now. But we are going to go for at least 2 hours. And we've got a going to play some Cajun music tonight. We haven't played two or three Cajun songs the whole several years we've been doing this. So I don't know why it struck me, but I'm wanting to do some Cajun music tonight. We'll start that probably, probably in the second half hour, maybe the second hour. And we're going to get some music playing here in a little bit, and we're going to sneak out of here for a few minutes and go see if we can inhale a little bit of dinner, and then we'll come back. Okay, there comes, I got text messages and Skype messages coming in all over the place here, so I'm guessing that we're probably doing all right. Let's see. Yeah. Okay, there's text, and it looks like, let's see here, stand by. Concretin said he had the same problem last night, but we are 5x5 right now, so there are at least some people listening, so that's good. And I don't know how much everybody likes Cajun music. Some of it I like pretty good. Some of it's pretty irritating. It's kind of like bluegrass. I don't like all bluegrass just because it's bluegrass. I like some of it because it sounds good and it's fun. Same with Cajun music. Coonass, they call it. Not Cajun. Coonass. That's what it is. So, and Coonass is not remotely a derogatory term. Coonass are very, very proud of being a Coonass. When you, if you spend any time down in Louisiana at all, you get down, especially around Lafayette and in that area, you'll find out just how proud they are of being a Coonass. That is a place to go improve your manhood in more ways than one. I promise you that. So we're going to get started with some stuff here. You're going to experience a brief pause here, a brief dead air for about just a couple, 3 seconds, and then we're going to start playing some good stuff. And as soon as we get back, which won't be very long, we will hurry, then we'll get into some of the other stuff. I've got a few other things, little news items we want to throw in here, too. So stand by and hang with me here for just a minute, and we're going to switch over here. I wish I could. I'll say hello to everybody that's in the chat room, but I don't know who all is in there, but hello, whoever you are, however many you are. And we're going to get on with it here. So stay with me just a minute, and we'll be back.
Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? I woke up this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn, knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl and walk out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to...
He couldn't move a mountain, nor pull down a big oak tree. But my daddy became a mighty big man with a simple philosophy. Do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give your love and all your heart and do what you do, do well. Sometimes he'd hold my mother and kiss her tenderly. Then he'd look across the top of her head. Then he'd wink and say to me, do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give your love and all your heart and do what you do, do well. Now he was a man of laughter, but a tragedy came by. The tears ran free and he'd say to me, never be afraid to cry. Do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give your love and all your heart and do what you do, do well. Today I still remember, just like yesterday, about a mighty big man with a mighty big heart and a mighty few words to say. Do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give your love and all your heart and do what you do, do well.
Do what you do, do well. Have you found, since you've turned me down, the one that you were searching for? Are you glad that you've made me sad? For you know I vow to love you evermore. What did you have in mind when you broke this heart of mine? Are you laughing in my face? Darling, what can I do when you say we are through? You've left a wound. Time can't erase. Tell me, dear, are you satisfied to be footloose and fancy free?
Is it power you've won for the things that you have done? What you gained, I guess I'll never see. What did you have in mind when you broke this heart of mine? Are you laughing in my face? Darling, what can I do when you say we are through? You've left a wound. Time can't erase.
Help me, I'm falling in love with you. Close the door to temptation. Don't let me walk through. Turn away from me, darling. I'm begging you to. Please help me, I'm falling.
But nobody answered.
answers when I call your name. Oh, the lonely sound of my voice calling, driving me insane. And just
from the heart.
He's loving.
Every day's Thanksgiving to count all my blessings. I wouldn't know where to start. Every time I look you over, so real to life it seems. Upon your pretty shoulders, there's a pair of angel wings. Easy loving, seeing's believing. Life with you's like living in a beautiful dream. Every time I look you over, so real to life it seems. Upon your pretty shoulders, there's a pair of angel wings. Easy loving, seeing's believing. Life with you's like living
in a beautiful dream.
Wasted days and wasted nights, I have left for you behind. For you don't belong to me, your heart belongs to someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? Don't you remember the day that you went away and left me? I was so lonely, prayed for you only, my love. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me? I was so lonely, prayed for you only, my love. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue?
Laughing from in my barrel,
Now it seems too hard to handle, so I've given it up. I'm laying it down. I've had enough of being a rodeo clown. So if you see a tear running down my face, don't ask me why. Cause cowboys ain't supposed to cry. Cause cowboys ain't supposed to cry.
Okay, we'll shut this thing down here. We'll back that up. There we go. All right, you didn't hear that. I know you didn't hear it because I was in the middle of changing stuff out. So I hope everything run all right, and it is to everyone's pleasure here, what we've listened to so far. We've got, I guess, you want to put that on, Tebow. You'll have to listen through here.
Okay. No.
Stand by a minute. We got, that's okay. It's ready. Either way. There you go. Okay. Now we have the infamous Radio Doc in here with us. Radio Doc from the chat room. Tebow. Everybody knows Tebow's name. We're not disclosing anything that we're not supposed to. So Tebow, we're glad to have you on with us tonight. I'm glad you've made it down here to visit with us a little while.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. I enjoyed it. We've had a pretty good time. We got to listen to Chris Ann Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was fun.
That was great. She's very inspiring. Anybody ever get a chance to listen to her, dude? You can go online and listen to her as well. She does.
Hey, chat room's coming up finally.
Online, where you can go up to her website, listen to some of the things she has to say, things she has to teach, knowledge that she can share with you. It is highly advisable.
Yeah, she explains things in such a way that anybody should be able to understand it, and she backs it up with research. Hey, Snowman and Hotshot are both in there tonight. How about that?
Yeah, good. Snowman, glad to see you made it, buddy. Hotshot, glad that you're in there.
But she explains that and backs it up with so much historic evidence, proof of there's no way that you can say, well, no, that's just your opinion, or that's not what he said, or there is no denying what it's easy to look up. She gives you historical quotes and documents from way back, I mean way back into the 1100s, as to how the Constitution was designed and everything and what's in it. So if you get a chance to go see her live, I've listened to this show because I've provided security for her every time she comes to the Southwest, and I've listened to these shows several times, and I get more out of it every time. It's like reading a book. You can't listen to it too many times. Matter of fact, I got some DVDs of her last night, so I can refresh my memory once in a while. She's good. So, Tebow, are we prepared to break the news to the chat room yet about your brief transition?
Well, some of my folks like Snowman already know, but yeah, I guess probably most everybody knows, but anybody doesn't know, I guess we can let them know that, I'm fixing to move out to Florida.
He's going to go visit Florida.
He's going to go visit
for a little while. Well, we don't want you to go, so let's just make that clear right now. It'd be okay if your sweetie goes out there and packs up her stuff and just moves to Arizona. That would be all right. So just let that let the record show that we're not okay with you moving to Florida.
All right. Well, I made this decision a few months back, and
when he was drunk and not thinking straight.
Which is all the time, by the way. No.
Excuse me.
But no, Joanne's a very fine woman. I call her Sunshine. She is very much on the same page as the rest of us about what's going on. She's very supportive of our president. And she knows that he can't do this by himself. And it's not the job of the president, by the way, to change the government or fix the government. If the president could do that, just like Chris Ann said last night, that would make him a dictator and he would no longer be a president. He'd be a tyrant. So it is us, we the people. We have to make those changes. We have to bring them about. We have to use some common sense and logic to do that. And probably one of the best things you can do, if you really want to get started, if you, a lot of people read the Constitution, have their constitutional booklets, but you need to read stuff like the Federalist and Anti-Federalist Papers. You can actually do that by going through Cresson Hall, or you can do that by going through Hillsdale College.
But that's a good program.
That's the way I initially got mine. I had a good friend of mine tell me that he really loved my spirit and he loved how I felt, loved what I did, loved what a great patriot he was, but he said I needed to learn what I was talking about. And he hit me with a few things and I was dumbfounded and he said, now what I want you to do is go learn the Constitution. And so that's what I did.
And the Hillsdale College program is free. Get online and it's worth your time for sure. All right.
I'm ready for some music.
Music? What do you want music for? Well, I tell you what, we've got
we got some things I know you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, well, we can come back and do that. We're going to be here for a while yet. I've got a song here. I'm going to play this song for you first. This is for you, and then we're going to get into I'm creating a playlist here with some Cajun music. Some of you won't like this Cajun music. Some of you will. Fact of the matter is, I do, and I'm at the helm. So that's why I'm playing it, because some of it I like. And there are a few things we're going to discuss here a little bit later. So let's get on with this. If you don't like Cajun music, then just back away from the computer right now. Shut it down. Come back in a little while. We're going to bounce back and forth. We're not playing all Cajun. But some of this stuff, when I was down in southeast Texas, I got kind of in Louisiana. I worked down in Lafayette and worked offshore down there a little bit. And it kind of grows on you after a while. Some of it's still pretty irritating, but some of it I like pretty well. So stand by for just about 5 seconds while we switch over here, and then we'll drop back in on you here in just a little bit.
Every crowd for a face. quick as the song that she asked for, making my sunshine away. But someday when I finally look down and see her, I know just what I'm gonna say.
Do you know?
Do you know you are my sunshine? Do you know what your smile did to me?
Do
you know you are my sunshine, and it looks like you're always gonna be?
Do you know?
Do you know you are my sunshine? Do you know what your smile did to me?
Do you know?
Do you know you are my sunshine, and would you do it one more time for me?
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm, feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Looping Rock, Texas, wailing and wailing and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and the McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out of Looping by Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. So baby, let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This golden tie is choking me. In your high society, you cry all day. We've been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four-car garage, and we're still building up. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Looping Rock, Texas, wailing and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs, Newberry's train songs, and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. Let's go to Looping Rock, Texas, Willie and Waylon and boy. This successful life we're living's got us feeling like the Hatfields and the Coys. Between the Hank Williams pain song, train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Looping Rock, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Smile. never far away or too tired to say I want you. She's always a lady, just like a lady should be. But when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors.
She was missing a window on her passenger side. The floorboard was patched up with paper and tar, but I really was something in my old yellow car. An American boy with his hands on the wheel of a dream that was made of American steel. Though the seats had the smell of a nickel cigar, I really was something in my old yellow car.
somewhere in a pile of rubber and steel,
there's a rusty old shell of an automobile,
and the engines could run off these tires alone.
That old yellow car would be driving me home. There's the seat where poor Billy threw up on his date, and where Larry and Sandy could no longer wait. There was no road too winding and nowhere too far, but keep up the gas in my old yellow car.
Somewhere in a pile of rubber and steel,
there's a rusty old shell of an automobile,
and if engines could run on desires alone,
that old yellow car would be driving me home. Take a look at me now, throwing money around. I'm downtown, got a Mercedes Benz with a TV and bar. And God, I wish I was driving my old yellow car. God, I wish I was driving my old yellow
something to eat. At half past, Papa, he's ready to go. He jumps in his bureau and down the bayou. He's got fishing lines strung across the Louisiana River. Gotta catch a big fish for us to eat. He set a trap in the swamps, catching anything he can. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Muskrat hides hanging by the dozen. Even got a lady make a muskrat's cousin. Got a mite drying in the hot, hot sun. Tomorrow Papa's gonna turn him into mud. Call Mama Rita and my daddy Jack. A little baby brother on the floor, that's Mac. Bryn and Lynn are the family twins. Big brother Ed's on the bayou fishing. On the river floor, Papa's great big boat. That's how my papa goes into town. Takes every bit of a night and a day to even reach a place where the people stay. I can hardly wait until tomorrow comes around. That's the day my papa takes the first to town. Papa promised me that I could go. Even let me see a cowboy. So I seen the cowboys and Indians for the first time then. I told my papa I gotta go again. Papa said, son, we got lines to run. We'll come back again, first there's work to be done. He's got fishing lines strung across the Louisiana River. Gotta catch a big fish for us to eat. He's setting traps in the swamps, catching anything he can. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man.
que passou. Thought I was your only vato. Hey, baby, que passou. Please don't leave me just in mozo. Come on, baby, turn around. Let me see your pretty blue eyes. Don't you know that I love you? Please don't leave me just in mozo. Hey, baby, que passou. Thought I was your only vato. Hey, baby, que passou. Won't you give me un beso? Come on, baby, turn around. Let me show you how I feel. Don't you know that I love you? And my corazón is real. Hey, baby, que pasó? Thought I was your only vato. Hey, baby, que pasó? Won't you give me un beso? Hey, baby, que pasó? Thought I was your only vato. Hey, baby, que pasó? Please don't leave me there no more.
Bye.
Girl, you called me and I hurt real bad and cried myself to sleep. Show me how this town shatters dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Now his guitar's getting like Bill Bill and music. Lonely, lonely streets I call home. Yeah, my guitar's getting like Bill Bill and music. The only thing that keeps me hanging on. Thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind now, I guess I'll just leave. And if guitars can't lack, he'll fill in music. Lonely, lonely streets I call home. Yeah, my guitars can't lack, he'll fill in music.
Temptation, don't let me
darling, I do. Please help me, I'm falling in love with you.
Okay, we're back here, folks. Hang on, let me turn this off there. Too much stuff going on. My goodness. Okay. Been having fun with Susie B here. Susie B, which cousin are you going to marry, sweetheart? Please. Oh, man. Let me cruise down the chat room here and see what's going on. Let's... Well, some of you look like you're enjoying it. I'm not sure Susie B is too much, but she's here. Or she was here, so I guess she's doing all right. Let's see who else is here. All right. Well, I had some serious stuff I wanted to talk about, but maybe this is not the night.
Gosh,
we
started having too much fun.
Yeah, maybe this is not the time to be doing this. We'll save it for Monday. We'll save the serious stuff for Monday here. We had, I tell you what, one thing we did is NM Glocker in there? NM Glock in there with us tonight? Let me check the roster here. He's not. I wonder where he's at. My goodness. Well, anyway, what we did tonight, and this is kind of fun, he got his ham license, and he's done all of this in the last not even 3 weeks. I talked to him about it. They rekindled the fire. He talked about it, you know, a long time ago and kind of let it go. And then, okay, he was here. It looked like he left. And never followed through with it. Now, it wasn't as hard for him, or it didn't take him quite as long as it might some people, because he's got kind of a background in CB and stuff, as Tebow and I both do. And I didn't have any trouble at all getting through the technician license. It was a breeze. And he did that and got his license. He got his number, his call sign, like day before yesterday, or maybe yesterday, I don't remember. And sent it to me. And today, through I sent him a download or an upload to put on his radio, which had some repeaters on it in his area. And he's probably, let me look here and see just how far away he is. I'm guessing he's around 300 miles. Maybe even more than that. I don't know. Let's check here. Let's put this in as location there. Give me just a minute here and I'll tell you. Here we go. It is, well, not quite 300, 255 miles. And that's almost as the crow flies. That's pretty much straight across. You got a little bit of jaunt north on I-25. So with these little Bofang radios, there he is. He just popped in there. With these little Bofang radios and the right, know how to hit the repeaters right and everything, we just talked 255 miles with a $40 radios. And it's, or 50, whatever they were. So, looking at, and we heard so much problem. So, okay. A.M. Glock stayed up on the internet all night last night waiting for his call sign to come in. Said it came in at midnight. I did the same thing for my call sign. For everybody out there, if you're interested, my call sign is K1LFA. And I was wanting that LFA on there. It used to cost you to get a vanity call sign. And July 1st of year before last, I think. May have been last year. No, it had been year before last. they changed the law and made them, I don't know if it's a law, but they changed their policy and made it where it was free. So I stayed up till midnight that night. I mean, as soon as it turned July 31st or July 1st, you know, 1 minute after, I had the form all filled out and had it all ready to go. And as soon as the clock struck one, or 12, I, hit the button and sent it in. So I'd make sure that I got my call sign. And I did. I put in several that I would have accepted. But K1LFA was my first choice and I got it. And if you get yours, make sure that they're going to send you something that you may not be happy with. You know, it needs to be something that rolls off the tongue. It's easy to relay to people, easy to remember. K1LFA, Kilo 1 Lima Foxtrot Alpha rolls off pretty easy. It's not hard to remember. And, so right away, as soon as you get your license, if you want something different, get online, go to the FCC website. Don't go to any of the other websites because there's some of them that will charge you, 10 or 20 bucks to provide that service and go get your free vanity call sign from FCC. So just go straight to the horse's ass, mouth and, get it right from the FCC. But at any rate, one of the things that, and this is kind of more serious stuff. One of the things that we heard about over and over and over and over from Florida and from Texas and from, you know, all points in between was the lack of communication. Power lines down. Power was out. Cell towers down. I mean, they just had a hell of a time communicating with each other. And that's where don't wait until a hurricane to get your CAM license or start practicing. You need to get, we've been through this and through it and through it. So I hope that, everybody is taking this seriously and getting on there and getting an alternative means to communicate. And I'll tell you again, something else I've told you before is don't forsake your CB either. CB is still a great, great form of communication and tuned properly with the right antenna and a halfway decent radio. They get out really well. If you want to put a little money into it and warm it up a little bit and get the, you know, I've got what'd that antenna cost on mine, Tebow? 180 or something like that? Like 200 bucks, aren't they pretty close?
With the base station?
No, on my truck, the 5,000.
I think it was about 150 bucks.
Yeah, something like that. That's just the antenna alone. But you don't have to spend that much. If you want performance that my radio does and that Tebow's does, then yeah, you're going to have to spend some money. But you can still get good performance out of a $129 radio and a $50, $60 antenna. And that's it. And tuned properly. And your CB will walk and talk. Don't cut them short. They'll do a good job for you. So, and if you want to beef it up a little bit, I've probably got, at my cost, I've probably got 700 in my radio and everything out there. Something like that. So, there, Snowman's fixing to start working on getting his AM license. Good job. I'm glad to see you in here, Snowman. I'm glad you made it. Susie B must have went to marry her cousin. Sure. Oh no, there she is. She's looking to get her call sign, Susie B. What they'll do, if you want a vanity call sign, they will, they tell you certain things that you have to have. They'll tell you that your call sign has to start with if you're a general license, it'll start with certain letters. If you're a technician, it'll start with certain letters. You can have, you know, a single, digit in between your first two letter or whatever. They'll explain all that to you. So you take those guidelines and then decide what you want. Susie B, they won't let you have that many letters, but, you could put, you know, sue, probably. I doubt that you can, really. Sue's probably taken. But SZB, maybe, or something like that. But anyway, get your license, get in there and get it done, and then get a high-frequency rig, and I got my high-frequency rig coming, so then we can talk to each other from Washington to here. Pretty easy. All right. Tebow, what do you think about all that? I'm sitting here hogging the mic and not letting you talk.
Wow, I'm just listening there. Susie B wants to get her license. That's good.
Something makes me think that Susie B may not be completely serious
Yeah, anybody who wants to let music cause them to want to, never mind. Anyway.
And by the way, our internet, I hope it's still working okay. I saw Susie B says her internet's going in and out. Ours was awful weak when we started, and I was really afraid that it wouldn't hold out. So if it goes off unexpectedly, I'm sorry about that, but we have gotten, you know, so far over an hour and a half in without any problems. So we're going to get back to doing what we were doing here and carry on with some more music. Like it or not, it is what it is tonight. So stand by for a brief pause, and then we'll be back.
A Louisiana Saturday night, and everybody feeling all right. But there ain't nothing like a Louisiana Saturday night. If it's one of those nights, a night that's happy and wild, if you pull the P-Roll, you come for a many a mile. If you're singing a song, you feast on gravy and rice. Well, I know what that is, a Louisiana Saturday night. A Louisiana Saturday night, everybody feeling all right. There ain't nothing like a Louisiana Saturday night. We make a like a Mardi Gras. We dance till the broad daylight. We bet all our money then on a dog or a chicken fight. The day after Friday next week, everything will be alright. Oh, we gonna have us another a Louisiana Saturday night. A Louisiana Saturday night, everybody feeling all right. But there ain't nothing like a Louisiana Saturday yesterday, though
happy hours that we once knew. No long ago still make me blue. They say the time heals a broken heart, but time has stood still since we've been apart. To say, so I'll just live my life and dream of yesterday.
The most famous of all the voodoo queens that ever existed is Marie Laveau down in Louisiana. A lot of weird, ungodly tales about Marie. She's supposed to have a lot of magic potions and spells and curses.
Down in Louisiana where the black trees grow lives a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau. She got a black cat tooth and a mojo bone. Anyone who wouldn't leave her alone, she go. Another man done gone. She lives in a swamp in a hollow log with a one-eyed snake and a three-legged dog. She got a bent, bony body and stringy hair. And if she ever seen y'all messing around there, she go. Swamp come handsome Jack. No good man like you all know. When he was looking around for Marie Laveau, he said, Marie Laveau, you lovely witch, give me a little charm that'll make me rich. Give me $1 million and tell you what I'll do. This very night I'm gonna marry you, and it'll be another man done gone. So Marie done some magic and she shook a little sand and made $1 million and she put it in his hand. Then she giggled and she wiggled and she said, hey, hey, I'm getting ready for my wedding day. But oh, a handsome Jack, he said, goodbye, Marie. You're too damn ugly for a rich man like me. Then Marie started mumbling, her fangs started gnashing, her body started trembling, and her eyes started flashing, and she went, another man done gone. Oh, if you ever get down where the black trees grow, and meet a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau, if she ever asks you to make her your wife, man, you better stay with her for the rest of your life, or it'll be another man done gone.
get high on the town. And all my rowdy friends have settled down. And I think I know what my father meant when he sang about a lost highway. And old George Jones, I'm glad to see, is finally getting straight. And nobody wants to get drunk and get loud. And all my rowdy friends have settled down.
Look out for that snake, Sheriff. Well, the chased him on back through the muck and the slime, to the back of that swamp where the sun don't shine. But the law won't never catch a gate of my friend, cause he knows that swamp like the back of his hand. Watch out, boys, don't smoke, isn't that oak in my nose? The sheriff's out there snooping around to shut that business down. And let's disappear. Look out, boys, those smokers in the oak if I know them. But that sheriff, he's really gonna catch the devil if he keeps on snooping around in here. Gators on the swamp, sheriff. Go get him if he can. Careful, Sheriff. Don't let that gator bite you on your gold ass. Sell my mama short on loving me. I guess that's why she let me go so far. Mama tried to stop me short of stealing. I guess that's why I had to steal that car. She told me not to smoke it, but I did, and it took me far away. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. Atlanta, stolen tags and almost out of gas. I had to get some money. Lately I'd learned how to get it fast. Those neon lights was calling me, and somehow I just had to get downtown. So I reached into the glove box. Another liquor store went down. Take me back to the good old days. Let me hear my mama sing. Rock of Ages clap for me. She tried to turn me on to Jesus, but I turned on to the devil's ways. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. On me, Lord, how I fought to resist. But they just clamped and tied her till that metal bit into my wrists. They took my belt and my billfold, my fingerprints and the profile of my face. And then they locked away the only hell my mama ever raised. Take me back to the good old days. Let me hear my mama sing. Rock of Ages clap for me. She tried to turn me on to Jesus, but I turned on to the devil's ways. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised.
Colinda, todita, mari pala.
Lord, don't sleep, Linda. Lord, don't sleep, Linda. Don't he die, my daddy, Bala. Oh, Papa, she did come. She part too long, God, don't sleep. She live here, Bala, the tongue. Lord, don't sleep, Linda. Don't he die, my daddy, Bala. With her, tried to steal her hand. Her mama always chaperoned the little every night. She's afraid a Cajun boy's gonna hold her darling tight. If I don't see Belinda, I don't see Belinda. Don't be time if I love, if I see
Thank you. the bones on her lips. Got the bones on her lips. Doesn't mean that Holly. Got the bones on her lips. Got the bones on her lips. Two by two on La Fayette. Oh, this street. This chanteur, man, y'a de quoi. Hey, this street. This chanteur, man, y'a de quoi. Let the bones tomber. Let the miner aller.
Give me a 10-9 on that big Ben.
on the rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them sitting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus. For the Jersey Shore, preparing to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pink Pen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll the 10-4.
Well, they all know what's good. They're all out there for sure. Well, mercy sakes, good.
little door. I'm always thinking about you, my Johnny Blanc. Hey, ha-ha. Oh,
I know it's a goodbye fishing line. See you while I go. Louisiana woman waiting on the other side. The Mississippi River don't look so wide. Louisiana woman, we get together every time we can. Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in the Louisiana heart. Well, I thought I'd been loved, but I never had, till I was wrapped in the arms of a Mississippi man. When he holds me close, it feels almost like another hurricane just to rip the coast. If he can't come to me, I'm gonna go to him. That Mississippi River, Lord, I'm gonna swim.
Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we can get together every time we can.
The Mississippi River can't keep us apart.
There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in the Louisiana heart.
The Mississippi River, Lord, it's 1 mile wide, and I'm gonna get me to the other side.
Mississippi man, I'm losing my mind. Gotta have your lovin' one more time.
I'm gonna jump in the river, and here I go. Too bad, alligator, you swim too slow.
Chew your ass out on.
someday they drop the big one. I'd say, sweet Jesus, she's gonna finally leave me alone. It's alright if we say it, 'cause the radio won't play it. It's hard to kiss the little sad night that chew your ass out all day long. It's hard to kiss the little sad night that chew your ass out all day long.
Well, there you have it. Let me turn that down a little bit. Yeah, thank you very much. That was our Cajun mix tonight. First time we've ever done much Cajun music. I played one or two here and there, but thought we'd be a little more, use that for a theme tonight. We haven't done that yet. So. All right. Well, Tebow, you want to enlighten us with some words of wisdom before we close up shop here?
Oh, no, I guess about the best thing I can say is I really enjoyed it, and I hope all of you folks out there have enjoyed it. And, everybody take care. God bless you all, and God bless America.
There you have it. That's exactly right. And God bless Chris Ann Hall. Yeah, and by the way, she is safely back in Florida. She lives up in northern part of Florida. And she texted me when she got there and let us know that she made it all right and everything. So, and I don't know how long it's going to be. They said sometime next year. That doesn't narrow it down too much, but she'll be back here again with the same type of stuff. She's got several different classes that she does. And the two that she did here, I think, are a couple of the best. So anyway, we're going to sneak on out of here and, got things to do, places to go, and people to see. And we'll be back Monday. Hope you all enjoyed our Saturday show. I don't know if I could do this on a regular basis. I might be able to. We'll talk. If I do it on Saturdays, we might do it an hour earlier like we did here tonight. It's an option. I'll discuss it with DeTinker and Amy and C. But that would be, sometimes it would be easier for me to do on Saturday night than it is on Friday. But y'all let me know. Send me an email, theshootingbench@live.com, or go to Facebook, send me a Facebook message and let me know what you think about that, if Saturday would be better for you. I hadn't really given it any thought until like right now, this very moment, that I thought about moving it to Saturdays, but if we do it an hour earlier and it suits people's schedules and we can get more people out on the East Coast if we're a little earlier, then maybe that would work out for us. So anyway, think about it. And if you come up with, yes or no, let me, send me a text or a message or an email or smoke signals, carrier pigeon, whatever you can do, and let me know and we'll discuss it. All right. Sounds good. Works for me. We'll talk to you later. Good night.
Turn on the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over.
Okay, that brings another Liberty Lounge to a close. Thanks for joining me tonight. Join me every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for the fastest 2 hours on Internet radio, Liberty Lounge.
I've seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun.
Also join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 to midnight Eastern for the Shooting Bench. Current events, guns, survival, politics, and so much more.
Turn out the lights, the party's over. They
this must end. Call it a night.
The fire is over, and tomorrow starts the same old thing again. Once I had a love undying.
And please join Miss Amy every Friday evening just before Liberty Lounge from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific, 10 to 11 Eastern. Thanks for joining us, and...